I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the fine 2-1 win at Brackley Town. Mark, we've obviously been frustrated with not getting games underway recently, but what a way to get back to playing in the league with this fine victory tonight.
Yeah, the lads have been itching to get back on the pitch after the Worcester game, the defeat 2.5 weeks ago, and you know, obviously disappointed with the postponements we've had since then. So it was nice to get out on some grass and have a game, and the lads, you know, I thought they grew into it as a game wore on. I think you could tell we'd not played for a couple of weeks as the game started, but we grew into it, and in the second half I thought we had chances that could have put it to bed a little bit earlier than we actually did, and really pleasing performance. The lads, the effort and work rate tonight was phenomenal, probably the best I've seen from us this season. To repel a side that I think they've got the best home record in the division, so won't underestimate this win. Massive win for us, and it just gives us that little bit of belief back after the little run we'd had to move forward now into the hopefully congested fixture list.
Yeah, it's been a fine home record here Brackley have had, and like you say, that makes it a really impressive result tonight. Incredibly open game though. It could have been so many more than, I mean, you know, 1-0 with 5 minutes to go. It was a game where it could have been so many more goals.
It could, yeah. You know, with our game being called off on Saturday, we were lucky enough to be able to get to Stirling Bridge and watch them play, so we knew how they'd set up and what they'd try to do. And we thought we'd come and take them on. We went with two up ourselves. I thought the work rate of Kevin Osgrove and Adam Boys in particular up there was second to none, really, because we asked them to do an awful lot of work for us off the ball. But yeah, it was end to end, and the likes of Wayne Brooksby, Gavin Rothery in the wide positions were up and down constantly, so it was a great testament to their fitness levels and the fitness levels of all the team, really, that we came through it in the end, and you know, we were the team that looked more likely as the second half wore on to score, given, you know, they probably had more possession and more territorial advantage, but we were the ones creating the clear cut chances, and like I say, I think it could have been 3 or 4 in the second half.
Ali Johnson came off the bench, scored a wonderful goal, looked a real threat when he came on. Could he be an impact sub? Is that how you can see him going forward?
Well, I'd like, with the quality he's got, I'd like him to be able to play 90 minutes with the fact that we've had 2.5 weeks without a game, and obviously his position with his injuries and what have you, then we just got to be careful with it. I just felt today, after he started the Worcester game, we just felt that maybe coming on later in the game when it's opened up a bit more might give him the opportunity to show what he can do, and kind of paid off for us today, because at a couple of other moments as well where almost slipped someone in to score, and then, like you say, produced a fantastic bit of quality to get that second goal for us and kill the game off.
It's Tuesday, Saturday to the end of the season now. Are the lads geared up for the run of games we've got?
They are, yeah, and thankfully I think everyone's come through it okay tonight. I don't think Bosch could have lost the pace, came off with a couple of minutes to go after being out with his illness, so really pleased that he got through as much as he did and play as well as he did. But yeah, the lads are itching to go. You look at the quality that we've got on the bench tonight, and then added to that, people that have not even made the 16 tonight. We're going to need those bodies. It's about the squad of players that we've got, and you know, we will pick up knocks, injuries, suspensions, niggles along the way and loss of form, but we need to have that quality to come in. To put pressure on the people put in the team. But you know, we've set a little target for ourselves to get in these 18 games between now and the end of the season, so 3 points certainly puts us slightly ahead of that to start with. And also, once we get Saturday out of the way at Histon, where we'll try and get a result, we've got 10 home games and only 6 away, so that, you know, gives us a really good chance to build some momentum and you know, try and push and put some pressure on those top teams.
Great. Well, it was a great result tonight, Mark. Cheers.
Cheers, Colin.